Yesterday, as you mentioned, terrific effort by Ace High. Jim, when you see a three-year-old go to the front and try and dominate a staying race, it's not easy.
Now, this was a good race, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he's done it twice now in the Gloaming and in the Spring Champion Stakes. And I think his trainer, David Payne, believes that when Ace High gets a chance just to take some cover and settle just off the speed, he'll be even better. So let's find out. David's been good enough to join us. David, good morning. Firstly, congratulations on a terrific win yesterday. And is that right, Dave? When he gets a chance perhaps to settle in behind a leader, he could be even better.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. Yeah, no, definitely. You know, if you look at all these other races he's been running on, and it's just circumstances. Just looking at the opposition, we've had to make our own pace because we didn't want it to be a sit and sprint.
Yeah. And I guess that leaves you a little bit vulnerable when you're racing a little bit differently, David.
Yeah, Jimmy, if you noticed, that horse was aggravating him for a while, you know. And, that didn't help him. But it was a tough one.
Very tough, wasn't it? And Sanction missed the start too, and Sanction was another horse that could have been up on the speed too. So all those things sort of conspired against you. But I think what you saw with Ace High yesterday is just the bravery of the horse and the courage of the horse, because really challenged by Tangle all the way up the straight and just hung on, Dave.
Yeah, and it looked like he was going to go past him at about 50, and he just seems to, you know, just dig. But I think he was running on empty, the poor bloke, the last 20 metres or so.
Which is entitled to, given he had to make the pace all the way. David, he's a horse that you purchased as a yearling at the Magic Millions last year, and I think from very early on you sensed that you had a very promising stayer and a potential Derby horse in Ace High.
I remember talking to you about it when he was a real young horse, Ray, and doesn't always happen, but it looks like he might be the one.
And I thought it was interesting that you rated the horse higher than Criterion
as a stayer
in the newspaper today. Probably more brilliant Criterion, as you mentioned, but that's some praise.
Yeah, you know, with those horses like Criterion with their brilliance, that's what gets them the 2-4, but he wasn't really a 2-4 horse. You look at his, when he won the Derby, I mean, he just about fell over the line.
Yeah, he did, yeah. David, yesterday after Ace High's win, tremendous scenes, and he's vaulted into equal favouritism now for the Victoria Derby, and I know you took a lot of satisfaction out of winning the Group 1 for a long-time stable client in John Cordini yesterday, but have you managed to convince him to keep going to the Victoria Derby? He was hedging his bets yesterday after the race, wasn't he?
Yeah, you know, John showed me, I think he was a bit nervous yesterday. You know, it was so nice to really, that gave me a lot of pleasure, you know, because he's so loyal, old John. You know, we've been through thick and thin, and he's always stuck with me. And, you know, you don't usually get that in racing.
You know, very loyal.
Back up and leave. we'll let the dust settle. I would love to have a crack. If the horse is right, he'll tell us in the next couple of weeks. I would like 4-5 to lead him, you know, and let him be hitting the line. Anyway, we'll discuss that with John once, you know, everybody's, you know, settled down.
And just the 107th Group 1 win for you, Dave. this is old hat for you.
It's been a while. I forgot where the winning box was.
Oh, I know, it's fair. But I think a lot of people, because of your great career over in South Africa, I think a lot of people forget. You know, when I read it again this morning, I thought, wow, that's some sort of career and some sort of experience
12,
that you have.
Plus 12 Group 1s as a jockey, too.
I've been very fortunate. You know, I was like crossover there. We had a big screen. Good, you know, the best owners. So you get access to the best horses, you know, so that's a big help. when you've only got a few horses, it's a bit tough. You know, you've got to find the buggers.
Hey, Dave, here's a question without notice. If you had your opportunity, which horse would you like to be training for the Everest next week?
Whiskers. I would stick with that little to the 3-year-old filly.
She Will Reign? Yeah.
You know, it was a very good, well, that might have been flattering your last one because they went so fast. Either her or Vega Magic.
Vega Magic,
those are the ones. But the grey horse would be the right horse, but you just don't know how fast they're going to go.
That's true.
If there's no speed, he's not going to make it up.
No, it's some race, though, isn't it, Dave? Gee, it's captured the imagination.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Geez, I just watched Ada running it. Gee, what's good.
Next year, Dave.
That's
next
it. Next year, Dave.
You never know.
Next year.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, congratulations with Ace High. I think everyone can be excited about this three-year-old colt. The Derby beckons, you would think, and as Ray mentioned, the $6 favourite, equal favourite now for the Derby. Congratulations on the win. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, David.
There he is, Dave Payne, the trainer of the Moet and Chandon Spring Champion Stakes winner, Ace High.